Sure. So I think the mission from my point of view is to use the money from the settlements to help Lexington get well. And that's part of the health department mission as well, is helping Lexington be well. And we want to do that in a way that benefits families and people with addiction and people who are marginalized normally in this community. What I'd like to see is for us to use the money for programming and things that will actually make a difference and not let it get sucked up in red tape. I guess I shouldn't say sucked up, but not let it be used in ways that the community may not approve of. A lot of times with settlements, particularly with the tobacco settlement from years ago, not a lot of that money went to prevention. And I think that prevention is going to be the key for this money.
Yeah. Well, in an ideal world, would you see most of this money going into treatment?
I think that it should go into treatment, of course, to improve services that we already have and create new ones. I think that I'd like to see some money go into harm reduction so that we can value the people who are using drugs and make a safe city for them to live and thrive in. I think that this is an opportunity for us to do a lot of healing as a community and for a lot of people to get a lot of services that they need.
So one other question, I guess, maybe two more. So as far as, in the past, you don't hear as much about it now, but in terms of needle exchange or more Narcan, is that part of this as well?
I hope so. That's what I do at the health department. We distribute naloxone and Narcan all over the city. The grants that the mayor referenced earlier, we partner with them to distribute that naloxone through the community at sober living facilities, treatment providers, through the syringe exchange, and anywhere that people will let us come talk about it. And so that's been a huge benefit for us to have that availability. And I hope that we can continue to increase the work that we do through the health department as well as through the community paramedicine program that is doing drop-off naloxone when there's an overdose.
Okay. And as far as the amount of money that you'll have in hand, I mean, I guess there's a question, the mayor mentioned it'll be over 20 years. But can you spend this money how soon? I mean, how soon can you spend the money?
Sure. Well, the city has received the first payment for this year. If I'm not mistaken, it's over $2 million for this first year. It will vary year to year based on how the settlements turn out moving forward. But that money is ready and available for us to use. We've got some work groups going, and we'll be having meetings to decide how to spend that money best. And we are doing a community assessment through the University of Kentucky right now to find the gaps that we need to fill in this area. And hopefully this money will go a long way to fill those gaps.
You know, is there a secret way, or what is the best way to break addiction?
Sure. Well, that's going to vary from person to person, and it's going to depend on their willingness to accept treatment or to practice harm reduction practices. And what's great about harm reduction is that we meet them where they're at in that moment and offer them services based on what they need, based on what they want, and based on how we can help them improve their health. So in harm reduction, we like to say any positive change. So if I'm a smoker and I decide to just smoke on the weekends, that's harm reduction, and that could save my life. Same thing with drug addiction. You are using drugs, perhaps you're injecting heroin or fentanyl. If you would change to smoking or snorting that same drug, that's harm reduction. Less likely to get endocarditis, less likely to get skin infections. And so there's varying levels to what people may need or want. And we also have to take into consideration sometimes couples or married couples where they're both addicted, or they have children, or they have pets. And so that really determines whether somebody's going to enter treatment outpatient or inpatient or just detox or what they're going to do. So it's all about finding peer support specialists and providers that can assess what the person actually needs in that moment, knowing that it's going to be baby steps and that we'll do it one step at a time until we get them where they want to be.
I always think of one more question.
Yeah, that's fine.
My father told the story when he was alive. This has been, you know, like in the, probably the 50s when he quit smoking, and he quit smoking cold turkey. Mm-hmm. He and another guy were at work, and they lit up a cigarette, and then they lit up another one. They looked at each other and said, you know, we just smoked, we just stopped, and they stopped. And it worked. He chewed gum.
Yeah.
Can that even happen with this kind of drug addiction?
It's very difficult. Nicotine is a very powerful drug, however. A lot of that with smoking comes from routine. Whereas when you're using fentanyl or heroin or methamphetamine, we are talking about chemical changes in the brain and how the dopamine works in the brain. That's why we get dope sick, or we call it dope sick when you're going into withdrawal, is that you get used to having that dopamine release in your brain to the point where even the anticipation of getting the drug will release dopamine to make you feel better. And so it's a very powerful process, and we know a lot more about it than we used to, that's for sure.